From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korean voters are selecting a replacement for ousted President Park Geun-hye. Caught up in a corruption scandal, she was impeached and removed from office in March. Official misconduct, slowing economic growth, and relations with North Korea are topping voter concerns. People's Party candidate Ahn Chol-soo cast his ballot, insisting he did his best to explain his vision, policies, and values. Pre-election polls showed Democratic Party of Korea candidate Moon Jae-in about 20 points ahead of his rivals. He's promised to tackle corruption, increase spending to create jobs, and increase engagement with North Korea. Stephen Dorper is senior director of the Korea Society and a Columbia University professor.
Incentives in terms of economic incentives and trying to find a way to deal with the North that is more pro-engagement. But Moon Jae-in has also conditioned that by saying that they'll need to see results from the North in exchange for the types of economic incentives that North Korea might be seeking.
The winning candidate is expected to be sworn in Wednesday after results are made official. The UN has warned that spreading ethnic violence is driving many people from their homes in Democratic Republic of Congo. Rain Paulson said nearly 4 million have been displaced, with the worst situation in five provinces making up the Kasai region.
The latest number we have for IDPs within those five provinces is now at 1.27 million. That's an increase of 100,000 in the last week. These numbers, I think you'll agree, are shocking and dramatic.
Paulson also warned nearly 2 million children under the age of five suffer from severe and acute malnutrition. He said disease, including cholera, yellow fever, and measles, have aggravated the situation. This is VOA News.